Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Food is medicine. Hippocrates said it in 340 BC, and I never really thought about it. And I was starting to realize, like, wow, we really can impact how we feel and how our bodies function and how our minds operate and how we interact with other people based upon the things that we're putting in our body. Right. It's so elementary, right? But I don't know that we really take that to heart enough. And so that's what happened to me. But ultimately, I ended up becoming an ultra endurance athlete. And I started killing it in these crazy, super multi-day, you know, double Ironman distance triathlons. And in 2010, I did something that no one else had ever done, which was do 5 Ironman distance triathlons on 5 Hawaiian islands in under a week.
Wow.
So, and that kind of
they take like 24 hours, don't they?
No, I mean an Ironman.
Or triathlon.
Yeah, so a single Ironman, for your listeners who might not know, is a very long triathlon, which in a period of one day you do a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and then run a marathon. So I did 5 of those in a row on 5 different islands, like traveling.
You did 5 Ironmans?
5 Ironmans on 5 Hawaiian islands.
In a week.
The goal was to do it in 5 days. We ran into a bunch of problems and logistical challenges and sleep deprivation and all kinds of craziness.
Wow.
But we got it done, and I did it with my buddy Jason Lester, and no one had ever tried it before. Wow. So it was sort of a cool kind of thing. And to do that at age, I was 44 at the time when I did that. Wow. Was a really cool thing. And that's kind of like what my first book was about, kind of going from couch potato, schlubby lawyer guy to, you know, middle-aged ultra endurance athlete.
Right. Why do you think eating a plant-based diet is so intimidating for a lot of people?
Well, I think it's intimidating for a number of reasons. I mean, the first thing is it sounds like a huge deprivation diet. Like, oh my God, you know, how can I go a day without eating cheese? Or, you know, how can I go a day without eating a cheeseburger? And these kinds of foods, animal products, find their way into most of the things that people are eating on a typical Western diet. And so I think that right off the bat, people are like, whoa, not so fast.
Right.
You know, that's kind of scary. And by the way, we've been told our whole lives that if you want strong muscles, you need to eat, you know, beef is what's for dinner and milk does a body good. And, you know, I certainly believed all of those things my whole life. So it was really kind of anathema that you could not only like breathe air in and out of your lungs, but actually be an athlete without eating those things was something I would have never predicted. And so, you know, part of my message is that plant-based foods are incredibly healthy and they contain everything that you need to live. And also, you know, and this is what the Plant Power Way is really about, is it doesn't have to be a deprivation thing.
Yeah.
Like we always say, focus on all the new exciting foods that you're bringing into your diet, like nutrient-dense foods that are super healthy for you, as opposed to focusing on the couple things that you're giving up.
Right? Gotcha. And what would you say are the highest performance foods out there?
Performance from the perspective of being an athlete?
Yeah, I mean, just running optimally in your life,
right,
but also giving you the most energy, the most
recovery
benefits, you know, whatever it may be.
I think that making sure that you're getting lots of dark leafy greens into your diet, you know, we're all talking about kale these days, at least in Los Angeles we are.
Yeah, it's huge. Everywhere.
Yeah, it's all about kale. So I always start my day with a smoothie, a blended smoothie in like our high-powered Vitamix blender that usually contains spinach and kale and things like that. And they're so rich in phytonutrients and micronutrients, and they just energize you.
Yeah.
They just, like, instead of eating like a really heavy like breakfast of like waffles or something like that.
Chicken and waffles, man. It's so good.
Yeah, I know it is. I know. Look, I know, man. But to start your day by like drinking a salad And just, you can almost feel your body coming alive.
That's,
you know,
true.
It's a miraculous thing. So I always say to people, like, don't worry about vegan or plant, like you're 100% whatever. Just like start drinking blended dark leafy green smoothies in the morning, and like watch your life
body
change.
Your body change.
Well,
energy.
I mean, I think it's your body. Yes, it's your energy levels. But as you know, you know, when you have good energy, that affects everything. It affects how you perceive the world. It affects how you interact with people.
Your mood.
Yeah, your mood and
stress levels.
The ripple effect of that applies to everything in your life.
Yeah. What are a couple other foods besides the dark leafy greens?
I like to eat a lot of lentils and beans. They're very high in protein. Uh-huh. So as an athlete, that's important, of course.
Sure, sure.
I'm a big fan of veggie burritos. That's like my go-to lunch.
Veggie burritos.
In a pinch. Right. Yeah, in a pinch when you're driving around town, I can always, especially in Los Angeles, I can always find, you know, rice and beans and guacamole.
Right.
I love superfoods. Yeah. There's a lot of talk about superfoods. I don't think there's any superfood that's a panacea. And I think a lot of people want to jump on the superfood bandwagon before they've cleaned up their diet. I look at that as like the cherry on top of the sundae. Like when you're eating super clean, then superfoods can give you that added edge. So like cordyceps, I love for athletic performance. Spirulina, which is the highest protein content by weight of any food on the planet, including beef.
Is it better to juice your salad or blend your salad?
I like
or
juices versus blending. Yeah, we get that question a lot too, and I think they both have their place.
Yeah.
You know, I think that if you're blending your drink, like you're packing all these foods, you know, beets, spinach, kale, hemp seeds, flax seed, you know, all these kinds of things into a blender, and you're blending it down into a drinkable form. So you're getting all the fiber, you're getting like all the nutrients. They can be very calorie dense because you're getting the entire food in there.
Right.
They're almost like an incredibly super packed, nutrient dense meal.
Sure.
A juice extracts the fiber from the food, from the fruit or the vegetable. So it's a very highly concentrated dose of phytonutrients.
Right.
And I look at juicing more as medicinal. You know, I think you got to be careful with juices, especially when juices are very high in fruit, because the sugar content can be super high. So they both have their place. They just have different purposes.
Gotcha. But you're saying you shouldn't have like a bunch of juices every day, or you shouldn't just live off of a juice diet?
Well, I think it depends on what kind of, like, if it's pure kale juice, you know,
then
as opposed
okay. gotcha.
To orange juice, you know, and I think there's also a difference between, you know, the kind of juices that you'll see in Los Angeles, that like these very high kind of like, you know, artisanal, you know, organic juices that can be very expensive. You can make them at home for super cheap with your own juicer. So I think it depends on what kind, but I think you do have to be a little bit more cautious about just, you know, pounding juices all day long.
Gotcha.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.